You know, I'm kind of running out of steam. Anybody else want to jump in here?
You really didn't think I had, did you?
He is going to edit this podcast. He could make us look really dumb.
He doesn't have the time for that.
I really don't.
It kind of sounds like you're trying to normalize Nazism. He barely has time to keep things in context, let alone out of context.
All right. Well, good evening, afternoon, or whenever the hell you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen.
Middle of the night.
Maybe.
Hundreds of years in the future.
Possibly, but I think a little bit unlikely. Anyway, on this very special episode of Operation Have a Conversation, we're going to try something a little bit different. We're going to be playing a game.
So, what we're doing is playing a text adventure, but not on a computer. We just have a PDF printout of stuff that Jack and I have not looked at, and Mikhail has studied extensively while Maybe. Jack and I studied the blade.
What?
And... and, yeah. So, Mikhail will be our computer. He will be a lenient and also... computer, I'm sure.
Are we playing Zork?
We are playing the equivalent of Zork.
Thank you.
Sure. So, how the game works is I'm a parser. Jack and Mark are going to take turns giving commands to the parser, and I will tell them what happens.
And what will likely happen is Jack and I will take turns, and as we get into it, we'll slowly devolve into arguing about what to do next.
I'm pretty agreeable. I'm assuming it's going to be your fault.
Wow.
Duly noted. All right, I'm ready.
All right, so the game that we are playing is called Action Castle from Parsley Games.
Sounds dope. Parsley Games?
Yes, as in, like, parser. It's a play on words. Oh.
Why not cilantro? I'm a computer beep boop bop.
I am a computer beep boop bop. Let's start the game. You are standing in a small cottage. There's a fishing pole here. Exits are out.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Wait, which direction?
Just out. Wait, just pick a direction. Doesn't matter. Check inventory.
You have a lamp.
We have a lamp. What kind of lamp?
A lamp?
Gas fire
or
electric?
Action Castle. Aren't we in like medieval times? So it must be more like a torch.
Hmm.
Or like an oil lamp or a gas lamp. Oil lamp, I guess.
Could be modern.
And there is a fishing pole here?
There is a fishing pole here.
Add fishing pole to inventory.
You take the fishing pole.
Nice.
Look around.
You are standing in a small cottage.
I don't know what I expected. All right.
Well, fishing pole. I need to add to my inventory. Okay. Go out.
You are standing in a lush garden path. There's a rose bush here. There's a cottage here. Exits are north, south, in.
Wait, I can go north, south, or in?
In? Oh, into the cottage?
Okay, then I'm just going to put the cottage... I'm going to put the cottage east of my lush garden path with a rose bush.
Hey, Mikhail, which direction is it?
I don't understand.
Oh, God.
Oh, no! That's why I asked what direction the exit was.
Exits are north, south, in.
Oh, Lord.
We can go into the cottage. It doesn't matter then. Okay. Inspect rosebush.
It is beautiful.
Wow.
Okay.
Add to inventory.
Take rose.
You take a rose.
Oh, sweet.
It smells good.
Do we have to roll d20?
I don't understand. I think that is a different game.
Bebop.
Beep boop.
Got him. All right, do we want to go... Jack, do we want to go north or south?
I vote north.
Okay. Go north.
You go north. You're walking along a winding path. There's a tall tree here. Exits are south, east, up.
Up?
Up? We can go, okay, climb tree?
You are at the top of a tall tree. There's a stout, dead branch here.
Add to inventory.
Add what to inventory?
Branch.
You take the branch.
Nice.
Look around.
You are at the top of a tall tree.
Okay. Climb down?
You are walking along a winding path. There's a tall tree here. Exits are south, east, up.
All right. East then, right, Mark? So we're making progress?
Sure. Yep.
Let's go east.
You go east. You are standing on one side of a drawbridge leading to Action Castle. There is a mean troll here. Exits are west, east, blocked.
Blocked? Is that the troll?
Engage troll in polite conversation.
Good work, Mark. Good problem solving.
Thanks.
The troll does not seem to speak. It is warty, green, and hungry.
Offer branch to troll.
The troll seems confused.
Offer rose to troll?
The troll seems confused.
Oh, man. Gosh. Who is this guy?
I guess we have to go the other way then.
What were our options,
Wait,
computer?
Go east.
East is blocked by the troll.
Oh, man. I was just wondering if it would do something.
Wait, and west is the direction we came from?
Correct.
Just went east?
Are you drawing a map?
I have. I'm writing them down bit by bit.
Same. Okay. Then, Michaela, are we advanced enough for you to accept multi-directional input?
Beep boop.
Go west, south, south.
You are at the edge of a small fishing pond. Exits are north.
What? Okay. Enter fishing pond.
Your feet get wet.
Oh no. I feel like we need to get a fish to offer to the troll.
Try to fish with fishing pole in pond.
Oh, we have a fishing pole. That makes so much sense.
You catch a fish.
Nice. What kind of fish?
Add fish to inventory.
You have a fish.
Oh, good. Man, Pentium processor.
Yo, what is this thing?
Beep boop.
Okay.
So, go north-northeast?
Oh, you're so good.
You are standing on one side of a drawbridge leading to Action Castle. There's a mean troll here.
How do I draw a troll?
Offer fish to mean troll.
The troll eats the fish and walks away.
Sick.
Oh, good.
Cross the drawbridge.
Go east.
You are in the courtyard of Action Castle. There's a guard here, blocking the path east. Exits are west, east, which is blocked, up, down.
Oh my.
Up, down? Wait, what? Can you repeat where we are?
In the courtyard of the castle.
You are in the courtyard of Action Castle. There's a guard here, blocking the path east. Exits are west, east, which is blocked, up, down.
Begin polite conversation with guard.
The guard does not seem interested.
Offer rose to guard.
Yes! The computer can't laugh.
Beep, boop, boop, bop.
Siri, stop laughing.
The guard is brandishing a short sword.
Oh no, we pissed him off.
Attack guard with stick. With dead branch.
You hit the guard with a branch. The branch breaks to pieces and the guard is knocked out, falling to the floor.
Actually?
Loot guard.
Okay, wait. What are our exits?
Exits are west, east, up, down.
Mark, we should take his stuff first.
Okay. Go, sure.
Can we take his stuff, computer?
Pilfer the guard.
You find a key.
Oh, holy shit.
There we go. Okay. So we can go up or down. I need to draw staircases in.
Oh, jeez. Spiral or straight?
I can't draw a spiral very well, so I'm not going to try.
I feel like that'd be easier for space consolidation.
I suppose that would make sense. Yeah, I'll bite. I'll draw a spiral staircase. Go up?
You are climbing the stairs to the tower. There is a locked door here.
Unlock the door with the key.
You unlock the door. Exits are up, down.
Up again?
Up.
You are inside a tower. The princess is here. Exits are down.
Offer Princess Rose.
Oh, offer Princess Rose. Good work, Mark.
Hold on a second.
Is the princess conscious?
Is the princess allergic?
I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff with the princess. I have to read through it to figure out what happens. Hold on.
Computer, I want my money back.
He has to read the code in assembly. Remember that.
Oh, jeez.
That's why it's taking so long.
Move those register values.
You give the rose to the princess. She seems very happy.
Ask princess why she's in the tower?
I cannot leave this tower until I am married.
All right.
Offer hand in marriage.
Propose.
Wait. Hold on.
Are we getting married, Mark? This is so beautiful. This is the happiest day of my life.
I can only marry the rightful heir to the throne.
Ooh.
Well, dang it.
We have some, what's the fancy name for dethroning someone?
Usurping.
Yes, we have some power to usurp.
We have to go usurp the throne so we can get laid.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Look around.
There's a princess.
You are inside a tower. There's a princess here.
This is worth a shot.
I knew it.
Go down.
You are climbing the stairs in the tower. Exits are down, up.
Down.
You are in the courtyard of Action Castle. Exits are west, east, up, down.
Down.
Down, I agree.
Yeah.
You are climbing the stairs down to the dungeon. It is too dark to see. Exits are up.
Light lamp.
Turn on lamp.
You light the lantern.
Oh, lantern.
You can now see. Exits are up, down.
Lantern? You said lamp before.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Go down.
You are in the dungeon. There's a spooky ghost here. Exits are up.
Ooh.
Oh, talk to the ghost?
Talk to ghost. Yeah. We're so in sync, Jack.
The ghost has bony, claw-like fingers and wears a crown.
Oh, I drew a ghost like a sheet ghost. Now I need to change that.
Just give him bony fingers and a crown. I think that'll work.
I just add that on. I'm going to try and draw a skeleton with a crown.
So it seems like we can't talk to this dead...
And a ghostly glow around it.
Nice.
Okay.
I think we're going to have to leave and come back to this ghost at some point.
We can't talk to it, though?
We tried to talk to it, and all we learned was that it has bony fingers and a crown.
I suppose. All right, go up twice, I guess, to the courtyard?
Yeah.
You are in the courtyard of Action Castle. Exits are west, east, up, down.
East.
You stand inside the great feasting hall. There's a strange candle here. Exits are west, east.
Take candle.
Take candle.
Nice. You take the strange candle.
Okay. Exits are what?
Exits are west, east.
Go east.
This is the throne room of Action Castle. There's an ornate golden throne here. Exits are west.
Sit in throne.
Only the rightful heir can sit in the throne.
Oh, jeez.
It's like Thor's hammer. This is a small map, I think, if this is it.
Okay, so we need to bring the candle to the ghost, I think.
Sure.
Might as well.
Yeah.
West.
You stand inside the Great Feasting Hall.
No, West. Go west again. Interrupt. You are Control in C.
The... Beep boop.
No, you need to do like the bio sound, like the beep.
Oh, I love that sound.
Oh, my okay, God. Where are we?
You are in the courtyard of Action Castle. Exits are west, east, up, down.
Down, down to the dungeon.
You are in the dungeon. There's a spooky ghost here.
Light strange candle.
The strange candle gives off a strange, acrid-smelling smoke. The smoke causes the ghost to drop the crown and flee.
Oh, pick up crown, add to inventory.
You pick up the crown.
Up.
You are in the courtyard of Action Castle.
East, east.
This is the throne room of Action Castle.
Put on crown.
You put on the crown.
sit
and throne.
You are not the rightful heir to Action Castle.
What?
Oh my gosh.
East, east.
Oh, west, west.
West, west, sorry.
This is the courtyard of Action Castle.
Up, up. Maybe we can fool the princess into thinking that we are the rightful heir.
That's what I'm thinking.
You are inside the tower. The princess is here.
Show princess that we now have a crown.
The princess says, "My father's crown. You have put his soul at rest and may now succeed him."
Oh.
Offer hand in marriage.
She accepts.
True love!
Down, down. What? East, east.
This is the throne room of Action Castle. It is full of courtiers, guards, and other subjects.
What?
Sit in throne.
Do we jump ahead in time?
You sit in the throne. The people cheer for the new ruler of Action Castle. Congratulations.
Really?
Wow.
That was really easy.
You know, we did that and we made I think we just made Gray and Mike look like schmucks.
That took us like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you guys completed it and got all of the points.
Wait.
Sweet.
What could we have not done?
Yeah.
You could have tried to talk to the princess before offering her a rose, or you could have died.
Naturally.
What would have happened? Would we have been ghosts with the king?
You would have started over.
Oh, geez.
Respawn.
Respawn, yeah.
After a 30-second intermission.
Oh, jeez. Loading screen.
That was pretty fun, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoyed that a lot. I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
Well... Mikhail, do you want to do the space station one on the fly?
No. I was actually wondering if you guys just wanted to talk about games.
Talk about sure. games? Oh, that'd be great.
I'm going to start quickly. I haven't played much games at all in a while, and then over break, I've played a bunch.
Like what?
It was, who was it? It was Tim, Matt, Max, and I got together and played Riskopoly.
Oh, my.
Explain.
So you set up Monopoly and Risk at the same time. And you okay. start by playing Monopoly. And when you pass go, you get a turn at Risk.
Oh my.
That's dope. That sounds
awesome.
And you awesome.
Can only you can only get troops by buying them with your Monopoly money.
Hmm.
That sounds so fun. How fun was that?
It was good. I hadn't played Risk ever, and I rarely ever play Monopoly. And when I have, I didn't like it that much. But playing them together was much more enjoyable.
That's good. I mean, Mikhail knows we've been playing lots of X-Wing at the house recently.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's been a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you guys started doing that freshman year, or at least that's when I first saw it.
Did you ever try playing it, Mark? You would love it, honestly.
No, I never have.
Oh, that's a fun one. I don't play many games anymore. It bums me out. I should play more games.
Well, what are you talking about? Like, what kind of games?
I play some video games, and I play more games of the real-life variety now that I'm back from Norway.
Oh, you were playing a lot of Doom recently.
I was playing a lot of Doom recently, because that game is very challenging, and I like the challenge.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch.
It's so hectic.
I know.
It gives me high blood pressure.
Yeah. Another game that we've been playing is Republic Commandos.
Oh, it's so fun, Mikhail. I'm so glad you started doing that again.
I am too.
What is that?
Jack, you want to take this?
Oh, yeah. It's a modification of some of the principles of... Originally, it was more similar to Dungeons & Dragons, but now it is very similar to the... Because it's a Star Wars-themed game, but it was originally like a Star Wars mod of D&D.
Okay.
And now, because Mikhail has more experience with Edge of the Empire, which is basically a Star Wars D&D game, he's modeled it more after that.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting to see how it's changed when you've shifted between the different rule sets.
Yeah, in this rule set, instead of D&D, where you have like numbers that you have to roll, and like you roll a number, you add your modifier, and then you see whether or not you get above or below a certain thing.
Like some threshold.
Yeah, some threshold. The Edge of the Empire uses this... Wait, did I just say umpire? It's Edge of the Empire uses this really unique dice system where you have different symbols. There are successes, there are failures, there are advantages and threats. And so those, you cancel them out independently, which leaves you with four options. You can succeed with an advantage, you could succeed with a threat, you could fail with an advantage, or you could fail with a threat. Which is really interesting because it lends itself really well to like some storytelling stuff, because the advantages and the threats, you have to get really creative with how you work that in to what's going on.
Sure.
So like you could be shooting at an enemy and fail with an advantage. So you don't successfully hit the enemy, but your shot like destroys part of their cover, or it causes some other environmental change that's beneficial, or... Like, gotcha. It just makes everything way more interesting that way. It, like, just forces you to make the plot interesting. As opposed to D&D, where, like, you could arbitrarily roll a one and fail at something really basic. Like, the time I fell off a ladder and almost died.
That was a good one.
That was so embarrassing. I was so humiliated. And the time you dropped a fireball on me, Mikhail.
Okay, yep.
We had such a good plan, Mikhail, and you screwed it up with your crappy dice roll.
I know.
So Mark, let me create the scene for you.
Yeah.
So we're in a dungeon. We open the door to a room. It's full of enemies. And for some reason that was never properly explained to me, their defensive system dropped a bunch of like flour from the sky, like from the ceiling of the room, so that it would create like a visual distraction. It was hard for us to see any of them, and they couldn't really see us either. Doesn't seem super beneficial. But Mikhail could throw fireballs, and I was like the big heavy tank guy with a shield. So what our plan was I ducked down in front of him holding my shield, and he was going to throw the fireball over me into the room because flour is flammable, and then he'd hide behind me. But instead, he rolled a one and dropped a fireball on me.
Oh.
And it shot you into the room.
Yeah, he launched my scalding body into the room.
Yep.
Interesting.
And that's why there are flaws to D&D. Because you can fail at very arbitrary and simple tasks. Because it's all with dice rolls.
Sure. Well, okay, I will say that, D&D... doesn't really work for how I wanted Republic Commandos to turn out. It does lend itself really well to like long form storytelling.
That's true.
And also there's some really smart people working on that, so they have all of the mechanics worked out. Like for me, I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants trying to decide how many hit points enemies are gonna have. Like I don't know whether it's balanced or not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's hard to make a game from scratch. You need test groups. That's why we're here, Mikhail.
Yeah. Yeah, which, Mark, if you ever want to test it, just let me know.
Yeah, definitely.
You should just come play. It's really fun. I love that you don't... That's another problem with D&D, is the process. You have to prepare for at least like an hour ahead of time to play a game of D&D, because you have to make your character. And at least the way that it's set up right now, you can basically start within 3 minutes without any explanation of how the game works, basically. I would say that's pretty accurate. You just have to pick a character type and just go.
Yeah, that's one of the goals I had for this game, is I wanted it to be really easy to pick up, and also it's not a like a continual storyline. Every single game that we play would be a separate mission. So how I have it set up is there are just four character sheets that are pre-made, and when you want to play, whoever shows up, you just grab one of the four classes of like clone that you could be, and then I come up with a mission and I just run that one, and then if you know we have a completely different set of people show up the next time, we can still play.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference, which is really nice.
Very cool.
Games. So I was listening to a different podcast. It was Ben and Blue, and they were playing a game on that podcast, which I thought might be a fun thing to try. And so the game is called Three Things, and it's an improv game, kinda.
Okay.
And basically, what it is you just say, you know, name three things, and then like this. So, like, I think they did this in one close to the holidays. So, one of their options was, like, name three things you want for Christmas. And the goal of the game is to answer as quickly as you can. And
Weird. Okay. That's not what I was expecting.
Yep. And the idea is that you want to answer as quickly as you can, but be reasonable. So, it's like, you could actually ask for that for Christmas or, you know, something like that. And then that person who just got asked something would ask another question, like name three things for something else.
Sure.
You guys want to try it?
Okay. Yeah. Do you have one?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, let's start out with an easy one. So I'll ask.
Who are you asking?
I'm going to ask Jack.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right, Jack. So I want you to name three things that aren't Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee, Jet Li, Noam Chomsky.
Good.
Good.
I like this game. This game's fun. Okay, so it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, name your three favorite Harry Potter books.
Oh, I don't remember any. Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban. I just listed the first three.
Good work. That was a good method. I liked it.
I was drinking water as you asked me.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, I killed Mark. Run, Mark.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay, Mikhail, are you ready?
I'm ready.
List your three favorite keyboard shortcuts.
Command X, Command Q, Command V.
PC Master Race, get out of here, Mikhail.
Command.
Okay, you get...
Where are those on my keyboard?
I don't have a command button.
I guess it's out of the bag. I use a Mac.
I need to go wash my hands.
That's okay. You're the multimedia production specialist here.
True.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask this one to Jack.
Oh.
Name three things in your backpack.
A blue pen, a red pen, and climbing shoes.
All right.
Sweet.
Mikhail, I'm going to get you right back. Three favorite kinds of laundry detergent.
Arm and Hammer, Charmin, and CVS Pharmacy brand.
Oh, boo! Where's Tide? Where's Gaines?
I actually don't know if those are actual names of laundry detergent. I think Arm and Hammer is actually baking soda.
Oh, they have laundry detergent. Don't worry.
Okay.
They also have a toothpaste.
They do also have toothpaste.
Okay. I think we should try to move away from favorites because that's really hard to think of fast.
Oh, it doesn't have to actually be your favorite. You can lie.
So, like, here, Mark, I got one.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
I'm ready.
Mark, you ready?
Maybe.
Don't drink any water.
All right. Name.
So tempting.
I want you to name three things you can't fit up your nose.
A squash ball, my phone, and a stapler.
Oh, you just said things you could see.
You are correct, sir. Jack.
Okay.
Name three things you'd buy with your first full-time paycheck.
Oh, my. Chipotle. First full-time paycheck. Wool socks? Maybe not. It'll be in May. Portable speaker. That was not very fast. I should be ashamed of myself.
Sorry, that wasn't an easy question to be fast on. That's my fault.
I mean, don't blame yourself.
You gotta be on your toes.
You gotta. Mikhail.
Yes.
Name three things that you're surprised can't float.
Bananas, a bowling ball that weighs more than 10 pounds, and...
Wait, what? You're surprised it can't float?
My swimsuit.
Okay, question. How are you surprised that a more than 10-pound bowling ball cannot float?
You know what? I'm not.
I think you should say... Yeah.
But I will say that I think 10 pounds is, like, right near the threshold of where a bowling ball will actually float.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, like a 6-pound bowling ball does float.
Interesting. I'm learning so many things.
That density, though.
Yep.
Okay. Mikhail, you got one?
Yes. All right, so I'll ask Jack this one. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out how to phrase this so that things come to mind easily. All right, name three things that people should be taught in kindergarten.
That the earth revolves around the sun, that sharing is important, and that the Pepe meme is not about white supremacy.
Oh my god.
You gotta get them early, Mikhail, or it's all downhill.
But they're... Alright, whatever.
Oh, and that the earth isn't flat. God, I should have done that instead of revolving around the sun. Or yeah. God, what a dumb one.
Oh, it's fine, man. The point is that you answer. It doesn't have to be the best ones. It just has to be.
Just three things.
Just three things.
Just has to be the first ones.
Exactly.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah.
Name three things that you would have gone to school to study if you hadn't decided to study mathematics.
Physics, engineering, music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it really doesn't.
Surprise me far less than Mikhail thinking that 10-pound bowling balls might be able to float.
All right.
Okay. Mikhail.
Hit me.
Give three names you would never give to a dog.
Pepper, Rolling Ball, and Jack. There's too many Jacks.
You said confused. Jack before you said Adolf? Stalin?
Hey, it doesn't have to be the best ones. It just has to be the first ones.
Are you... Mikhail, it sounds like you're a Nazi sympathizer.
It kind of sounds like you're trying to normalize Nazism.
The Empire did nothing wrong.
Oh, you're right.
This is how the internet works.
The Empire didn't do anything wrong. The Empire was right the entire time. The rebels are terrorists and must be stopped.
Oh my god. All right.
I didn't mean to politicize our show so starkly.
You know, it was bound to happen eventually.
It was bound to happen eventually.
Yep.
Ralph Nader, 2020. Is he still alive? I should Google that.
Who?
Ralph Nader.
I feel like he probably is.
Oh, he is still alive. He's 83 years old.
Oh, my. When did that guy run for president? Was that like 2000?
2000.
Oh,
and he's Lebanese.
Really?
Well, didn't he run like every election for like six elections before that as well or something?
I want to see how many times he's run. Wikipedia just says several times, which is not helpful.
Oh, my. Well, I guess it could be ambiguous because you don't know whether or not he was serious every time.
Well, if he's in the race, then he's in the race. That's all we're asking.
I know, but, like, yeah, Do you see the candidates for mayor of Minneapolis this past election?
The candidates for mayor?
Yeah, the people running for mayor. There was a guy running under the Unicorn and Rainbows Party.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It was kind of funny. He biked around campus a couple times.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but like, if you go to his like website, or if you did, I'm not sure if it's still up, but it said, "I am not trying to win. I'm just trying to raise awareness for," I think it was some, I don't know, I forget what it was. It was some issue. Or maybe he was just trying to get people to vote. That might have been it.
So it looks like he ran in 96, 2000, 2004, and probably 2008.
But what you're not seeing is all the times he's run in primaries. I am on the Wikipedia page for the electoral history of Ralph Nader. And it is...
That's what I'm on too.
Oh. Ooh.
But that that first big list is just it's vice presidential
also. Yeah, and it's just a convention thing.
Yeah, so the only presidential ones are 96 through 2008.
Mm.
So that's four.
I liked when he won the Green Party nomination unopposed. So the highlight of this Wikipedia page to me.
That is great.
Because the previous year he got 97.9% of the primary votes for the Green Party. Oh no, wait. Oh. Weird. So he won the primary with 98%, and then the Green Party National Convention he was unopposed. Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And then in the election he got 0.7% of the vote. He beat the Libertarians and the Taxpayers Party.
To go back to the subject of games, I wanted to let Mark know that this is important. I wanted to let Mark know that I did try Universal Paperclips.
Oh, that's right. Jack, have you played Universal Paperclips?
No, I refuse to download it.
That's probably a good idea.
No, you just play it on your browser.
Oh, I forgot that Donald Trump ran in the 2000 presidential primary for... He was part of the Reform Party. He had 15,000 votes. Just so everybody knows.
I wasn't wondering.
Huh.
Well, games.
So Universal Paperclips, how was it, Mikhail?
Oh
my gosh.
It was pretty fun. It kind of consumed my life for about 2 days. Mm-hmm. And but then I got stuck. So and then I got bored, so I deleted it.
Maybe let's say mild spoiler alert, where'd you get stuck?
I got stuck exploring the universe.
Oh, stuck in what way, though?
The percentage of universe I explored did not go up.
Ever?
For hours.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that'll happen.
Makes sense to me. Universe is big.
So my roommate beat it, though. My roommate who isn't Jack.
Okay. Not me? I just want to be sure.
Not you. Because you just said that you never played it. But yeah, my roommate did beat the game, and I got to see that. So it was interesting. For those of you who are thinking about playing this, it's a very addicting game if you have a certain type of personality. Basically, it starts out, there's a button, you can make a paperclip, and then somebody buys that paperclip, and now you have like 10 cents, and then you can make another paperclip, and you just keep making paperclips until a lot of other stuff happens. It gets pretty intense.
That it does.
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I similarly got stuck. I was mostly playing it on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Which can be difficult because it'll start to lag when you get to too many paperclips.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I really enjoyed it.
Wait, what do you guys think about the different kinds of games? Like, do you guys have a preference? I'm talking like video games or like board games, card games.
Like, what genre of game?
Yeah, or, yeah, well, I would consider genre to be something like, what are the game mechanics?
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know, there's not really a good way to distinguish that, but I'm talking about, like, you know, what kinds of games, or, I mean, you don't have to have a favorite, I'm just wondering, like, what kind of games you guys like playing.
I don't know, I feel like it depends on the mood. I definitely like playing board games when it's the right board game with the right people.
Yeah.
I would generally prefer those, just because video games, I'm not good at the sort of video games that you play as multiplayer.
Yeah.
So shoot 'em up games or whatever, I've never been good at them at all. Anything on a console, I'm really bad at. I'm okay at some PC games. Like, I like Portal and stuff. I've liked puzzly type games.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But other than that, I mean, I don't play much video games. I like puzzle games on my phone a lot.
What kind of puzzle games do you play on your phone?
Unblock Me?
I haven't played Unblock Me for a while, but yeah, for about a year and a half, I finished like over 20,000 puzzles on Unblock Me.
Oh, I remember that. I was sitting next to you in Physics 2, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right. I found a new game called Lines. There's just like a little piece of line artwork. Things are connected, whatever, by some tubes. And there are some colored dots placed around on it. And you are one of those colors. And once the level starts, your colors just kind of act like water flowing downhill in every direction, sort of a way. Like, it'll just fill up going both ways, and if it's the first to get to a certain juncture, it'll take that juncture and any other junctures. And the point is to fill up the most of the board.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And there are different kinds of levels, where some levels, the only thing you're allowed to do is place extra dots of your color. Sometimes the only thing you're allowed to do is draw extra tunnels on the puzzle. Sometimes you're only allowed to cut off some tunnels or erase other dots. And then there are levels that combine those as well.
Interesting.
And so I've liked that game because it's like the same, each one of those parts, each has 50 levels, and it's the same 50 maps, so to speak, but then they just set them up differently, and each time you play that level, it's also semi-randomized where all the dots are. So you could play the same level 100 times and only win it, you know, half the time because they keep changing the way that things are set up. So I enjoy that.
Oh, so I had a thought, and I want to know your guys' opinions on this, is what makes a game? So, for example, are sports games?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
see, I would say it depends on the sport.
But why?
At least for me, a game seems like it needs to have, you know, an opponent or, like, teams or something. Or, you know, like, an objective that you have to get to. And I guess I would think that games like, you know, like Ultimate Frisbee or, like, football, or, you know, those, to me, those are games. But then... there is another category in my head, which is more just like, it's just a sport, which I would figure, you know, is a lot of like track and field kind of stuff. I would consider running a sport, but not a game.
Yeah, I can see how it's not...
Like, the act of running is just a sport, but like, I understand what you're saying. Like, if you think of like a cross-country match, like... I think some people might think of, like, a match different than, like, a game or, like, the whole thing being not quite a game. But it's kind of hard to tell where you could actually draw that distinction in a definite way.
Yeah, it. I don't think there is any definite way to do it, but I don't know. I just think it's, at least for me, that's how I distinguish it. I guess I wouldn't think of, like, a race as a game. Like, would you consider, like, a NASCAR race a game?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I think what may be causing you to feel weird about it is that you would never, like, that's not the terminology that's ever used.
Yeah.
But, like, if I were instead racing a car in an arcade, you would call that a game. If I'm playing, you know, Forza or Need for Speed on an Xbox, that would be a game.
Okay.
And so because I'm doing something, or kind of like, also with running, I feel like there are sort of like mini games that you can play with yourself. You know, like, at least for me, someone who is not known for their running endurance, it's like, you know, I feel like I'm going to pass out while running, but I'm going to see if I can make it this far in this amount of time without walking.
Okay.
You know, and to me, that's like a little game that I'm playing with myself.
Hmm.
Okay, so then... My next question is, would you consider a jigsaw puzzle a game?
Yes.
That was fast.
Yeah,
all right.
I definitely would.
A long form game.
Okay.
Yeah, by your original definition, I would say it qualifies. You typically do it with a group and you have an objective.
Okay.
I guess you're not competing against somebody, though, so that's where it would fall out of the definition. Unless you were timing it or doing something, or I don't know.
Yeah, I guess for me, a jigsaw puzzle seems more just like an activity.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like you're competing against the finishing of it. It's just like same with Unblock Me. Unblock Me is a game, but like the objective is just to finish the puzzle.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is. Yeah, I guess it is a puzzle.
Tearing your apartment, your view to pieces, Mikhail.
Hey, man, I wasn't trying to make an argument. I was just trying to talk about
it. I know
it,
you weren't.
You know?
No, I know.
Well, you successfully made it an argument.
All right.
I'm trying to think what I wouldn't consider a game, or what I would argue isn't a game. Because I could argue that a lot of things are, but I'm trying to think what I would argue isn't.
Okay, well, here's another question, because I know you gotta get going soon, and I really want to know what you guys think about this. Or what kind of games do you play with your family, or do you, like at family gatherings?
Typically simple board games, where you can explain the rules to somebody really quickly. Nothing that complicated that takes that long.
Do you have an example?
There's a game that we have at my grandparents' house that's really fun, honestly. But it kind of reminds me of the game we were playing earlier, except there's an actual timer on the three favorite things game. So what you do is there's an hourglass that comes in the game, and you're taking turns going around the circle, and you'll be like the person to your right will draw a card and tell you, like, ask the question on the card, then flip the hourglass. But the questions will be like, name three Oscar winning actors, or name three like brands of detergent, like I did earlier, and it's something like that. But you have 5 seconds to name the three things.
Oh, wow.
So, and if you can't do it, the next person tries, but they can't use any of the ones that you used. So sometimes it's tough for the people that end up going after you to steal your cards. Because what you end up doing is if you get all three of them within the 5 seconds, you get the card, first person to 10 or 15 cards or whatever you do, that person wins, type of thing. We usually just play till we get bored. But, like, that's an easy game to play with people because you're just sitting around, it's really casual, you're not, like, locking into some competitive game that's going to take like 3 hours to play that you have to explain to people for a long time. Like, we could never play X-Wing at my grandparents' house for Christmas. That just would not work.
Yeah, that would be way too much. What about you, Mark?
I mean, with my family, it's almost exclusively cribbage.
Okay.
Nice.
At least with family gatherings. Like, I mean, we played Scrabble once this break. Sometimes my sister likes to play backgammon. My parents like playing Yahtzee.
Classic.
Mm.
Yeah, with me, I don't think I really ever play anything but cribbage with my family.
Nice. I didn't learn to play it until I was a freshman in college, and my parents used to play it all the time. They just never taught me. They didn't really play it while I was alive, I guess. Maybe that's it. But like, we had cribbage boards in my house. Like, my dad has a decorative cribbage board hanging in our basement, and he just never taught me how to play. I learned from Alex.
Oh, yeah. Well, at my family gatherings, we almost always play Skip-Bo.
Oh, that game? What is that game again?
It's a card game, and there's four piles, and you have to count up. You have numbers in your hand, and you also have a small deck of numbers, and the goal is to get rid of your deck of numbers. But, like, you can only play cards like in sequential order going up. Yeah, but actually so my brother has been getting really into games, which has been really cool because he's been bringing them to family gatherings, so we've been able to branch out a little bit this past holiday season.
Nice.
And also, branch out was a pun because one of the games that we played is called Photosynthesis, where you're trying to grow trees.
Oh, I just played that last night.
Really? Dude, it's a great game, right?
Yeah, it was.
I haven't played it.
So
it was quicker than I thought it would be, but it's engaging.
It really is. In a nutshell, which is also a pun because there are nuts in the game, there's this board, and it's a forest. It's like a hexagon shape, and the sun is coming from a certain direction, and it rotates every round. So you take turns either planting or growing stuff, depending on how much light is hitting you. And if you get bigger trees, then they block the light for the stuff behind them.
Mm.
Yeah, and then so you have to like plan out where you're going to plant the trees so that you can get them growing and get into the sun as it's rotating around.
Tricky. If only nature was that smart.
I mean, kind of is in a.
I really hope you're being sarcastic.
In a broad ecological sense.
Yeah, it's obviously not like logically designed in the way that we think of logically designed. But like one example is like fungal colonies are incredibly intelligent as far as their like meeting objectives sense, but not necessarily like obviously they don't compose symphonies and cure cancer. They just there was a study that was done in Japan where they had this some kind of fungus. I'm not sure exactly what kind of fungus it was, but they had it grow on a map of the Tokyo subway system, where they had nodes with like food for the fungus at the different points where you'd want the subway station to pick people up, like the biggest sites in Tokyo. And this fungus grew out first just sporadically because it was just looking for food, but once it knew where all the food was, it reorganized itself into a super efficient network that's far more efficient than the Tokyo subway system is.
Oh my.
Just by itself over the course of like a couple days. So if they had used that first, obviously they didn't know that this was a thing when they were building the train tunnels, but if they had known that first, they could have designed their train system way more efficiently because the fungus just does it naturally, but we wouldn't have thought of it. Maybe you could model it with computers, but the fact that a fungus can do it is pretty impressive.
Good old nature.
Good old nature.
Speaking of nature, Mark, have you watched Planet Earth 2?
No.
It's on Netflix. What's Planet you should Earth do it. 1? It's pretty great.
Okay.
Yeah, Planet Earth 2. It's just a new season of 6 episodes of Planet Earth that came out this fall.
Okay.
What I didn't realize before is that the old Planet Earth is like 10 years old. And then so this new Planet Earth, they have like drones with 4K cameras and like lots of stationary cameras everywhere that got just ridiculous footage. Mikhail and I were talking about this. I think I'm convinced that some of the footage has to be fake because like Mikhail and I were watching yesterday and we were just shocked that they could get some of the clips that they got. Like inside a mouse's nest in 4K. Like what?
Huh.
From multiple angles.
And the nest was like standing on a couple blades of grass. I was just thinking, okay, so the mouse obviously built this just to support it.
And babies.
So like I feel like if you put a camera in there that would start to weigh it down and like wouldn't it fall?
Hmm.
It's just so odd. So we think it's either magic or lies. Those are my theories.
I mean, they might have cameras that are a lot smaller than I think a camera can be, but I don't know.
There's a team of researchers at the U trying to make 1080p cameras that are the size and depth of a postage stamp.
Wow.
So anything's possible.
I mean, not exactly, but...
So anything's possible, Mikhail.